Thank you so much for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by folks from the Alaska Community Foundation and the Ketchikan Community Foundation. Joining us from the Alaska Foundation, we have Sean Rivera and Katie St. John. And also joining us is Krista Bruce-Kotrick, who is here with the local foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning
to all of you. Let's start off, I guess, first with the obvious question of what is the Alaska Community Foundation?
The Alaska Community Foundation is a public charitable foundation for the state of Alaska. So unlike a family foundation, which is generally based around one family's ideas of how to impact their state, the Community Foundation is made up of gifts from individuals, businesses, families, communities, and we really are focused on meeting the broad scope of needs around the state. In this case, for the Ketchikan Community Foundation, we're really focused on meeting the needs in Ketchikan. So we can look at the entire state, we can look at individual communities, but we really are using public's donations to meet public needs.
And how does it work at the state level? Does money come in that is allotted toward a particular community, or it goes into a pool and then you determine how to allot it?
Yeah, all of the above, really. So we have about 500 different funds at the Alaska Community Foundation. Some of those are geographically restricted, like the Ketchikan Community Foundation, which is one of 10 affiliates around the state. So we have community foundations in 10 communities outside of Anchorage, obviously. But people can give as broadly as meeting the needs of Alaska, or they can give as specifically as supporting rural veterinary providers. So it can be so specific or so broad, and anywhere in between.
How do people find out about that? Is it mostly through a website? How do most people know about the foundation?
We do have a website. Word of mouth really is one of our biggest ways that people give. But then we also have a lot of nonprofit organizations that have funds at ACF, and they're also big just word spreaders for us. We're, you know, real ambassadors for the Community Foundation. Just being able to, when people have an idea that they want to support but they don't know how to do so, hopefully somebody nearby will say, hey, have you heard of the Alaska Community Foundation?
Is it sort of a parent group, so to speak, that allows nonprofits that maybe otherwise couldn't exist on their own to exist?
Well, we don't have nonprofits underneath us, but we do hold nonprofit funds. So for those nonprofits who are looking to invest monies that they have saved or a large gift that they received and they want it to support their organization over the long term, they come to us and we can help them. We can pool their funds with the assets that we have at the Community Foundation and invest them so that they have long-term support, really steady support that gets them through the ups and downs of the economy.
And let me ask each of you, what is your involvement with the foundation? What are your positions?
Sure. I'm Katie St. John, and I'm the Director of Programs and Grants. So I get to oversee all of the different programs and all of the different grants. So I say that I have the best job because I get to give out all of the money.
We often argue about that.
Yes.
I'm Sean Rivera. I'm the Affiliate Program Officer at ACF. So I help co-manage our statewide affiliate program, working with our affiliate community officer and all of the advisory boards across the state.
What brings you to Ketchikan?
Wow, there is. Yes.
I'm Krista Bruce. We are delighted they're here. They're going to join us at the Vintage Cocktail Party tomorrow night, which is a really fun event. There are very few tickets left, by the way. But they are also going to do an important job of helping us at the Ketchikan Community Foundation do our jobs in meeting our mission. So the Alaska Community Foundation has an important role, a fiduciary role, you know, a guidance role, guidance and support, and that's what they're doing for us today. Plus, I think you're visiting some of our grantees today, maybe that you can talk about that.
Yes. Yes, we're going to be, okay, I have to go through the list in my head. We're going to go and meet with, thank you very much, the Rendezvous Senior Day Center and Courageous Conversations with Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad. And then tomorrow we get to go visit the Ketchikan Pioneer Home and the Friends of the Ketchikan Public Library just next door. So we're very excited to be here and really talk about the larger purpose of what the Ketchikan Community Foundation brings to Ketchikan and how ACF can support that in the best way we can.
And is there a way to describe that in simple terms, I guess, or encapsulate that?
Sure. So community foundations have three roles. We are a vehicle for philanthropy. So individuals and organizations, if they want to give back to their community, they can do that through the Ketchikan Community Foundation, through the Alaska Community Foundation. And we will commingle those donations with our assets and invest them and grow them over time and really protect them from the cost of inflation and then give out grants as well. And so that's a second aspect of what we do, is really to use local expertise to help us identify quality, really effective projects that are going to make an impact in the community and meet community needs. And then the third thing that community foundations do is provide community leadership. We're a neutral party in a community. We don't have a stake in any outcome other than increasing the vibrancy of our communities. And so that's a really important role that the Ketchikan Community Foundation
and
brings.
And the Kodiak.
Sorry, I'm from Kodiak. that the Ketchikan Community Foundation brings is that convening role, that community leadership role, and providing a real just neutral point for all of the nonprofits that benefit the Ketchikan community to rally around and to provide training and just there's so many supportive roles that the Ketchikan Community Foundation provides that complements the nonprofits that provide such important services here.
How long has the Alaska Foundation been in existence?
We have been around since 1995, so 23 years now.
Wow.
And yeah, so we started the affiliate program in 2008, and since then we have grown to 10 communities that are part of that program. The Ketchikan Community Foundation started in 2013, and so they just did their third year of grant making.
And let's talk about, Krista Bruce, about the local foundation. You have three themes, I guess, is that correct, that you kind of trade off year by year?
Yes. And I think it's brilliant because people in the community, nonprofits do so many things that don't seem to be done any other way. And in order to meet the needs of the community, we have separated out a cycle, a three-year grant cycle, and youth is one of those categories. Now, they're very broad, community enrichment and physical and emotional support. So when you are seeking a grant from the Ketchikan Community Foundation, those topics cycle out, and our topic next year will again return to youth. And that's pretty broad. On purpose. So as a potential grantee, take a look at those requirements, take a look at that theme, and how do I fit? And as Sean said a little bit earlier, the guidelines come out when?
Usually about 3 to 4 weeks in advance of the cycle. So for next year, sometime in January, they'll be posted.
Right. And next year, we would anticipate giving the grants in May. And the local committee the grants will be submitted to ACF, and they'll look for eligibility and so forth. And then they will return to us the grants that do meet the criteria. And incidentally, if you're applying for a grant, there is a lot of help to be able to get that done. Grant making is not scary, especially this one. And I say that with confidence because local people who are looking to get grant funds have taken advantage of that Q&A. They talk to Sean directly before they have to submit the button, press the button. So that is important to us, that you know what the requirements are and that we help you make a grant that will be successful. Then, of course, the local committee has to decide, has to work carefully on a rubric, which they spent hours because the grants were so wonderful and we can't fund everything. But we encourage you to think about youth for next year. And the details will surface in early January.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else anybody want to talk about this morning?
Just want to give another plug for the vintage cocktail party tomorrow evening. Yep, there's a few tickets left, and it's a really wonderful event. So please join us.
And if someone is interested in tickets, where would they find them?
Call me. Should I give you my cell number?
That's up to you.
Well, you know, I'll do that. It's 907-821-0003. And the tickets are $40. And I'm vintage, so I don't have to do a thing. But if you come vintage or not, defined as you like, but it's a lot of fun. And it's tomorrow night. Doors open at 6.
This is a fundraiser for the Ketchikan Community.
It's the best food on the planet and a couple of free drinks and just a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, if you have questions, you can certainly contact the local Ketchikan Community Foundation or the Alaska Community Foundation. Thank you again to Krista Bruce, Sean Rivera, and Katie St. John for joining us this morning.